It'll be turning partly cloudy today in the middle 70s, clouds tonight 60, and Thursday and Friday, similar days, partly cloudy, mid to maybe even upper 70s. Some places inland will get about 80 degrees. We have showers on Saturday in the 70s, and then the cold front goes by, and any early morning showers Sunday will give way to partly sunny skies. There'll be a cool breeze, however, with highs in the middle 60s. So, ever hate yourself for being stupid? Well, that's me. I get an email from PayPal, which of course I use all the time, and it says that a payment of like $500 has been authorized to Bitcoins. I have a really small account with Bitcoins. Just got into that, like in the spring. It said if I disagree with the payment, I should call PayPal support at the enclosed number. So, of course, I'm thinking to myself, oh, I hope I didn't authorize, you know, Bitcoins to like invest so much per month and things like that. So I call them. And they answer, PayPal. What's the problem? Tell the gentleman. He asks for my authorization number, and I tell him that. He tells me that payments are going to be made to Russia, China, and Texas. Was I in these places all at once? Of course not. So he tells me that they do have my PayPal info, and that account needs to be frozen. So he asked me to type stuff into my browser. When I do this, he's now remotely into my computer system and flying around the desktop like there's no tomorrow and trying to talk to me at the same time. I immediately begin to get suspicious, so I call PayPal on my cell, and the gentleman tells me there that PayPal would never do that. So I immediately cut him off the phone. I immediately shut down my computer. When it comes back up, I deleted the two programs that he installed, one of which was AnyDesk. So the final outcome, so far so good, is my computer. I don't think he got far enough to gather the info he needed. And of course, this is a scam, and it could be a very serious scam. So that's why we're talking about it. Do not fall for it. You get an email from PayPal, delete it as soon as possible. The original people at PayPal did help me go back into my account, change my password, and double my security. So I was happy about that. Comments, questions, you name it, just email us at weather@walkradio.com. Remember, stick to the rules so the virus doesn't stick to you.